The Marquette Law School has released a new survey showing where Wisconsin voters are leaning. It's Thursday, October 3rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some Wisconsin groups want the federal government to protect mature and old-growth forests. And Election Day is coming up quickly. We've got a complete candidate guide. WPR's Bridget Bowden has more on how voters can use the resource. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Vice President Kamala Harris maintained a 4 percentage point lead over former President Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll of Wisconsinites. Rich Kramer has more.
The Marquette Law School polled 882 registered voters across the state and found that 52% of respondents said they will vote for Harris, while 48% said they plan to vote for Trump. That spread is unchanged from the school's September survey. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin notes that independent voters have moved away from Trump, with 60% of them now supporting Harris in the last two polls.
They could still change their minds. Sampling error could still play a role here. But seeing it twice in a row, I think, is worth noting.
The latest poll also found Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Republican business executive Eric Hovde by 7 percentage points. The survey has a margin of error of 4.4 percentage points. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney will campaign with Vice President Kamala Harris in Ripon today. A senior campaign official says the event will focus on putting country above party. Ripon has long been known as the birthplace of the Republican Party. It's home to a one-room schoolhouse that hosted a meeting in 1854 that led to the creation of the Republican Party. During the event, the campaign says Harris will reference that history. It's a direct appeal to Republican and independent voters. Harris is also expected to praise Cheney for her character and for putting country above party. Cheney led the House committee that investigated the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Cheney announced her support for Harris last month, as did her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney. Wisconsin groups are urging the Biden administration to do more under its plan to protect mature and old-growth forests, but the timber industry is pushing back against the proposal from the U.S. Forest Service. The agency wants to revise more than 120 forest plans to conserve older trees and reduce threats tied to climate change. That would include the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in Wisconsin. But Henry Schinnebeck with the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association says much of the forest is already off limits to logging.
There's designated old growth already. There's a lot of it that's already set aside. And we already have young successional forests that are getting too old and should be harvested.
Old growth trees make up around 61,000 acres, or about 4% of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Environmental groups say the agency should halt logging of older trees that are critical for storing carbon. The University of Wisconsin-Madison released its first freshman enrollment numbers since the end of affirmative action last week. They showed a drop in the number of black students. Corrine Hess spoke with students and faculty about what it's like to be a person of color on campus.
When Nabila Mao arrived at UW-Madison in 2022, she moved into a dorm with a floor designated for students of color. Mao thought she would feel safe there, but that quickly changed. She says people would bang on the doors, yelling racial slurs, and racially charged photos circulated on social media.
There's a lot of little instances at UW-Madison that black students have gone through and other students of color have suffered through that are voices and our concerns, even though we try to make them known and make them reached, nothing really happens with it.
Mao is now a junior majoring in psychology and has started a support group for black psychology majors. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says she remains committed to supporting students of color. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, believe it or not, Election Day is just 33 days away, and to help you prepare and decide who you want to cast your vote for, Wisconsin Public Radio has compiled a guide on where Wisconsin candidates stand on inflation, healthcare, climate change, and more. WPR's Bridget Bowden will join me to share the details. Stay with us.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hi, I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Kate Archer Kent.
Wisconsin Today is a great chance to bring people around the state together and realize we kind of all share the same neighborhood, even though we don't see each other.
And also attending to the news of the day in our state through that lens and understanding the world around us. That's really what I love about Wisconsin Today. Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Election Day is quickly approaching, and absentee voting is already underway. For the first time this year, Wisconsin Public Radio has put together a guide to who the candidates are for the November 5th election and what they stand for. This is part of our America Amplified Election Engagement Project. Here to tell us more about this resource is Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden. Bridget, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the candidate guide. Which races are included in this?
Right. So it includes all federal and legislative races in Wisconsin. So that's the presidential race, U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Wisconsin State Senate, and Wisconsin State Assembly.
That's quite an extensive list. So what information about the candidates are we going to be able to see? Is it going to be all the information down to those smaller state races that you mentioned as well?
So you'll be able to see what office or district every candidate is running for, what party they're in, and then a short biography. And then every candidate answered 6 or 7 questions about things like the environment, housing, education, and reproductive rights. And all of those answers will be there for you to see as well. One cool thing about the candidate guide that I haven't mentioned yet is that you can actually compare candidates using this web tool. So, you know, if you haven't decided which person you're going to vote for state assembly, say, you can look at one candidate right next to another and compare their answers on all of these issues. And I think it's really easy to use and really informative.
How did you end up coming up with these questions that were eventually sent out to the candidates or at least their campaign offices?
Yeah, so this was part of our America Amplified project, which is our election engagement project this year. So throughout the year, we've been asking people what issues they care about and what the candidates should be talking about this election season. And so we took those answers from people all across Wisconsin and we turned them into the questions that we posed to the candidates.
Cool. So this is kind of listener driven. Obviously, these, you know, say were sent out. Can you explain a little bit more about how these surveys were sent out and who exactly responded to them?
Definitely. So we sent these surveys via email to every candidate for all of those offices. You know, in some cases that included sending them out to staff members, and then the candidates or their staff members filled them out and returned them to us. And those are the answers that you'll see in the candidate guide. I should mention that we did not edit the answers except for things like inappropriate language. So you'll see what the candidates wrote about all of those topics.
Interesting. Bridget, why was this a project that WPR felt was necessary to bring to voters this election season? We've all seen, you know, the campaign ads, whether it's on TV, online, those mailers that are sent out to you. And of course, we've heard quite a bit about the candidates themselves here on WPR. So why was it important to really compile this all in one place?
I think it's really important, you know, as a statewide source of information at Wisconsin Public Radio, that we could bring information about all of these races. I mean, especially the legislative races, there's a lot of them. All of the even-numbered Wisconsin State Senate districts and all 99 Wisconsin State Assembly districts are up for grabs this election. So we really wanted to create a resource where people all across Wisconsin could look and see what their candidates are saying about these important issues and compile all of that information all in one place for people across the state.
Okay, we've talked about the candidate guide. We've talked about who's going to be in the candidate guide. It seems like a really valuable piece of information for anyone that is looking to vote this November. So can you tell us where we can find all this information?
Yeah, so you can go to WPR.org/election2024, and the candidate guide will be right there on that website. And also at that website, you'll be able to find our voter guide, which has information about how to vote in Wisconsin, how to register, that sort of thing. And you can also find a web form where you can tell our reporters what issues you care about, and you can also ask us questions about voting that we'll answer for you.
That was WPR Special Projects reporter Bridget Bowden. You can find our candidate guide and all other election coverage at WPR.org/election2024. Such a cool resource, and during this run-up to election season, our thanks to WPR's Bridget Bowden and the whole WPR news team for putting that together. Thanks to all those candidates for filling out the forms, and thanks to Bridget for swinging by and talking to us about it. Real quick note before we get out of here, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the New York Mets in their playoff game last night 5-3. The two teams play in a winner-take-all game tonight at 6 o'clock. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.